Mr. Burkhart, your Christmas at Celle nativity play dates back quite a few years. How did it all come about? How did it happen?
Since 1960, I have lived on a hillside overlooking a small village with about 50 houses, a general store, an elementary school, and a very beautiful church. Moving to the village of Celle changed not only my lifestyle, it also changed my work. It happened completely by chance. No sooner had I moved to Celle than I had visitors. The minister and the teacher from the village. It was May 1960. And these gentlemen had a request. Would I be willing to write a small nativity play with some songs for the children to put on in the village church the following Christmas? I liked the idea of writing such a nativity play, even though I had never written anything for children before. I wrote a simple version of the nativity story in Swiss-German dialect, and in October we started to work with the village children on the dialogue and the songs.
How was it to work with children who had never done this kind of thing before?
I must say that working with children is not always easy, but it is very stimulating and challenging. By December, we were ready with our production. I had no big plans for my Christmas at Celle. It was just for the children of my village, for their friends and their families.
How was the reaction to the performance?
I never expected so much of a response to this Celler Weihnacht. There were reviews in the Swiss newspapers and the following year's television productions and records, as well as productions in many other churches and schools all over Switzerland.
Have you seen other productions of your nativity play, Mr. Burkhart?
I have visited a lot of productions in big churches and small ones, and I'm always fascinated to see the different groups of children. The Swiss-German version of Celler Weihnacht was followed by translations into High German, also into French, English, Spanish, Swedish, and Arabic.
Even in Arabic, that's most remarkable. Well, your success with the Christmas at Celle Nativity play has encouraged you to write other plays based on biblical texts.
I have had so much pleasure from writing for children that my Christmas at Celle has been followed by similar works for the village children. There are now other plays devoted to the story of Joseph from the Old Testament, also to Easter, and another which uses parables from the New Testament as source material. All of these were produced first at Celle.
In Switzerland, your Christmas play has really become very popular, almost as popular as your song, Oh Mein Papa.
A lot of people in Switzerland know the songs of Christmas at Celle by heart, and at performances, the audience is always asked to sing the last verse of the final song. And they too sing, loud and clear. It always makes me very happy to hear them sing my Christmas music that way.
In what would you say lies the deeper meaning of your play, Mr. Burkhart?
It seems to me that it conveys the spirit of Christmas. The adults hear the old Christmas story from the children and experience it again as they did when they heard it long ago for the first time.
Mr. Burkhart, as one who knows children, what would you say that children see in Christmas?
Today, they see in it, above all, gifts, a Christmas party, good food. And I think we must give them something more, the real deeper meaning of the birth of Christ.
In your opinion, do children get something out of Christmas that adults do not?
Children feel the spirit of Christmas more easily than adults. But it is, of course, the same message.
Some people say that Christmas is for children. Others insist that it is only for children. What do you say, Mr. Burkhart?
That is completely wrong. the attitude of the children is simply less complicated. Adults are often afraid to accept the message of the birth of Christ, and therefore cover it up with all sorts of trivialities.
Mr. Burkhardt, I wonder if you would be so kind as to share with our worldwide audience just what Christmas means to you personally.
Christmas, to me, means exactly what I am trying to tell the children with my plays about the Nativity. The universal message of the coming of Christ. Goodwill among all men.
Mrs. Gurevich, you've done the English version of the Christmas at Celle Nativity play. My first question is, can the spirit of a nativity play, which originally is expressed in the idiom of a Swiss village and of the people there, be translated into the English language?
Well, I hope it can.
You did.
Because that's what I tried to do. I think that it can, because the story is so strong that it carries beyond the immediate atmosphere.
And, of course, the language that you used is a modern language. Did that present any problems? Because our Swiss-German dialect is not the easiest to translate.
Well, Swiss-German dialect is a rather colloquial language. It isn't written very much. And in trying to carry over the flavor into English, it was important that it be informal. And I tried to use what I considered contemporary slang at the time when I translated it. That meant have to be brought up to date now and then.
Did you have in mind also, of course, the music and the sound of the music in the choice of your words?
Well, translating the songs is a very special thing. I had never done anything like that before. And I had to make sure that the rhythm and the accents fall in the right place. That's rather tricky. But the ideas are very simple and very well known, so from that standpoint, it wasn't too difficult.
Now, are there any problems in presenting this play outside the context of a Swiss village? Does it apply to a modern urban community, too, for example? Or is it out of place there?
No, well, if you consider that the Bible as literature is in place, so to speak, everywhere, I think that's also true of this work, which is based on biblical sources. I've seen it done in country churches and also in a very big church in Zurich, and I've seen it done in a high school gymnasium in Berlin by children whose parents were with the American Army there. And it seems to work in all different types of physical settings.
Bigger and smaller groups. How big was the biggest group that performed it that you saw?
Well, it seems to me that in the Grossmünster in Zurich, they took all of the children from one schoolhouse, which were perhaps 200 or 300 children, and they all learned their parts in their classrooms. And the thing that makes it very exciting is that the children don't see the total work either until about the same time that the audience sees it, and they're very stimulated by having the whole thing take place as a unity, and they put a lot into it.
But actually, it can be done by a relatively small school.
Oh, yes,
also.
It can be done with 30 or 40 children.
There you are.
And one of the big attractions, I think, for many people is that no costumes are required. The children wear their normal street clothes.
It can be done by almost anybody, anywhere, then.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Mr. Lilburn, as head of the Intercommunity School in Zurich, which has put on our nativity play of The Village of Zell, how do you feel about this performance and the idea of such a play being produced by children of a school like yours?
Well, I'm delighted that the children in an English-speaking international school should have used this German dialect play, that they've done it in Zurich and have become aware of some of Mr. Burkhardt's problems, I should say, as far as the production goes.
Do you think that there is a certain
educational value involved? Or is it a pure entertainment for children?
Our children who've done this had not actually worked as a group before. And so for us, the educational value was very high.
So participation of the children in a production of this kind is also an important aspect, is it not?
Yes, the very fact of participation. Participation as far as we internally were concerned, and the fact that some of these children were not English-speaking at all, this is an important factor also.
Yes. Of course, your school is a mixed school. It has children of different nationalities. The one common denominator is the English language, I would say. There are different races involved also. And the spirit of this play, do you think that it transcends the, shall we say, purely dramatic character of it, and that the children perhaps get a little message as well, being together in this one performance?
I'm sure they did. Incidentally, the children were not all Christians in this Christmas mm-hmm. play, but the message, I'm sure, to them as children and as performers, I know that they certainly enjoyed it.
A very interesting thing happened when the children recorded the play here at Radio Zurich. This was early in the springtime, and then afterwards they felt the need of performing it in the school for their parents, even though this was long after Christmas and perhaps the season wasn't quite right, and yet they wanted to show it.
Yes, the children naturally wanted to perform for their parents, and we as teachers, we were all rather proud of the children. I'd been told that they sang well in the studio and the whole production went very well, and so we wanted to show them off, as it were, to their parents.
And at the same time, the story proved itself to be timeless.
Yes.
Thank you very much.